A Matter of Life and Death, page 49. I haven't had very many big arguments with my parents, but I remember one that left a lasting impression on me. These are the words of Michelle, a 17-year-old girl from Sunnyvale, California. Michelle is a senior in high school, so she'll be graduating in the spring. Looking back on her high school years, there are a few teachers and subjects that stand out as her favorites. One of those teachers is part of the reason that Michelle had a major blowout with her father when she was 16. It all started when my social studies teacher, Mr. Perry, asked us to write an essay about the death penalty, or capital punishment, as it's sometimes called. We had been talking about many things in class that week, but when we came to this subject, things started to get out of hand. All the kids in the class started arguing, and things got heated. The teacher eventually had to step in to calm things down. He asked us to write an essay as homework. I had no idea that later, when I got home from school and asked my dad to help me with my essay, which was, by the way, due on Monday, I would get a big surprise. What started as a conversation with me asking my dad for help turned into one of the biggest arguments of my life. I didn't see that coming. The death penalty is controversial. It's a topic that has a tendency to polarize people into opposing views. There seems to be no middle ground, although many people would prefer to have it that way. Either you're for it or against it. According to Amnesty International, a human rights protection organization, at least 2,466 people in 55 countries are known to have been sentenced to death in 2014. I had my own views on the subject of capital punishment, so when I got home that day, I sat down and started to write. The death penalty is wrong, and two wrongs don't make a right. It can never be right to kill a person. So anyway, to get on with the story, I was almost done writing my essay when my father came home and I asked him to read it for me. Instead of telling me what a good job I'd done, he looked at me and asked, "How can you say that?" I was confused. He went on to tell me that he found it hard to believe that I thought people like Charles Manson and Ted Bundy shouldn't receive the death penalty. He told me what they had done. He talked about a mass murder that had taken place not long ago. He talked about taxpayer money, the families of the victims, and he went on and on. He mentioned the word deterrent. Every time I protested, he got angrier. He said I was too trusting in human nature and naive because of my age. I wasn't being realistic, he said. I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought I was being fair. How could he not see that killing murderers makes us killers too? A deterrent is something that discourages someone from doing something. For instance, having a security system in your house deters people from attempting to break in because they are afraid of getting caught. Other examples are speeding tickets and parking fines. If someone knows ahead of time that they will get fined lots of money for parking illegally, they may think twice before parking where they shouldn't. Charles Manson was the leader of a cult that is thought to be responsible for the deaths of 35 people. He was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder on January the 25th, 1971. He was sentenced to death. That sentence was later changed to life in prison in 1972, when the California Supreme Court invalidated all death sentences before 1972. Ted Bundy was connected to at least 36 murders. His crimes were horrendous. He raped and killed young women in many states. He was sentenced to death and was executed in Florida's electric chair in 1989. Many experts think that he may have been responsible for the murders of many more young women, The number may be even close to 100. When he was executed, the crowds of people outside the prison cheered. So we didn't agree, to say the least. We had completely opposite opinions, and it became quite obvious that we were probably not going to come to any sort of an agreement on this issue. Even after I gave him my reasons for being against the death penalty, he held fast to his views. I explained that I thought life in prison was more of a punishment and that people make mistakes. Someone might be innocent and be sitting on death row. What if someone was wrongly accused and put to death? What about that? You can't just say, "Hey, sorry, I take it back." Once a person has been executed, there's no taking it back. My dad said that even though some convicts receive life in prison, they were still eligible for parole. He asked me about that. What would I think if a murderer got out of prison on parole and was free to kill again? Yep, we certainly didn't agree. Finally, we decided that neither of us was going to convince the other to change their mind, and we agreed to disagree. We haven't talked about it since. But every once in a while, he'll remind me of our argument and say, "Let's try not to do that again, okay?" Then he'll smile. I think he may yet come around. Parole is when someone who has been convicted of a crime and is doing their time in prison gets the chance to get out early because of good behavior. They are released early. For instance, a criminal may receive a prison sentence of 20 years and be up for parole in 10. If approved, that person is released from jail but has to follow strict rules and meet regularly with their parole officer, who checks up on them and makes sure they are not breaking the law. Amnesty International is a global movement that campaigns to stop the abuses of human rights. The organization is present in over 150 countries and territories worldwide. Amnesty International's main goals include investigating and exposing the facts surrounding abuse, lobbying governments and large powerful groups such as companies, and making sure they respect international law. Amnesty International uses its supporters around the world to campaign for change and supports people to claim their rights through education. The Green Mile is a novel which was made into a motion picture. The story is about a group of prison guards who work on death row and the prisoners being kept there. One of the main characters is sentenced to death because he was thought to have killed two little girls. As it turns out, this man was wrongly accused and innocent of the crime. You'll have to read the book or watch the movie to find out more. Each bloodletting hastens the next, and as the value of human life is degraded and violence becomes tolerated, the unimaginable becomes more conceivable. Bill Clinton. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. John F. Kennedy. Language Bank. Impression. Blowout. To get out of hand. Heated. To not see something coming. Two wrongs don't make a right. Naive. Eligible. To come around, to agree, to disagree. Reflect and connect. Diary. The three quotes above are from former US presidents. In your diary, reflect on what the quotes could mean. Debate. Divide into two groups and debate the issue of the death penalty. One group will argue for the death penalty and another group against the death penalty. Make sure that you prepare by collecting information to support your argument. Essay writing. Write an essay on the death penalty. Do some research and form your own opinion based on what you find. Make sure to consider the possible counterarguments and include them in your essay.